But just getting back to this lady, another thing I was kind of curious about is you mentioned the Chris Willett famous nature study with all those really great photographs. I assume it was that work in particular, or were there a lot of other things that motivated you to create this study?
Well, I guess I would say that we knew at the time, oxaliplatin is a fairly newcomer to the world of colorectal cancer, at least in the United States.
Yeah, but I'm talking about Bev.
No, I know, but my point is that we knew at the time that when people tried to combine irinotecan with radiation and 5-FU, that was fairly toxic and not necessarily gave you more efficacy. So I think our sense was maybe we should not necessarily go down the cytotoxic road, at least not with irinotecan as a radiation sensitizer, but think about these agents. People have also thought about this. I mean, cetuximab has been used in head and neck with radiation. So we've known that these biological agents may have a role as radiation sensitizers. So I don't think it was a big leap for us. And if Chris Willett's paper hadn't been out, I'm not certain we would have said, well, there's no rationale for this.
And I guess you would expect, although, I mean, there are a lot of areas where you might want to look at radiation/Bev. I mean, stage 3 lung cancer, for example.
Sure.
Lots of tumors.
We have an interest in bevacizumab in pancreatic cancer as a radiation sensitizer.
So in this situation, what did this lady elect to do?
So she went on the trial. She really had what I consider a very easy course of therapy. We do see either dry desquamation or moist desquamation, perianal ulcerations. She had a grade 2 kind of erythematous. She had some mild moist desquamation, but she didn't have severe skin reactions.
Enough to have local therapy too, like water or sitz bath type stuff?
She had some creams. We have this stuff called Lanoseptic. We use it sort of a thick barrier cream.
Didn't interrupt her therapy?
Not at all. And she healed very quickly after her RT.
What happened with her blood pressure?
Not very much, quite frankly. She's, as I say, a very thin lady, has kept her weight under control, and we didn't have to give her any antihypertensive medication.
When you see people's blood pressure go up on Bev, when does it usually happen?
I've seen it typically in the first couple of weeks. They might take a dose or two, but usually it's something you see fairly soon after starting the drug.
So what happened to the tumor in this woman?
She had very nice downstaging. She was down to microscopic T2 N0 disease at the time of her surgery. So her path is T2 N0. Now that's good downstaging. She didn't have a complete response, but she was down to microscopic disease, which makes us feel quite good about her overall prognosis.
How many nodes and how bulky were the nodes preoperatively?
The nodes were not seen on CT imaging.
I thought they were on ultrasound.
They were on ultrasound. As I recall, they were not bulky, 1.5. There's something about the echogenicity of the nodes that give the endosonographer a fairly good sense that these are tumor lymph nodes as opposed to benign lymph nodes.